Welcome to the April 7th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and the title of her sermon is The Whole Picture. Today is the first day of our annual pledge drive, which plays a large role in both the sermon and in other parts of the service. The service podcast begins with a reading by Worship Associate Hayden Cathett, followed by Rev Pam's sermon, and ending with a song sung by UUC member Wayne New. Included in the service, but not in this podcast, is a testimonial to the Ground Ministries part of the whole. To hear that podcast, follow the link on the 2019 Stewardship webpage on uucnrv.org.
The reading this morning is by Jessica Lynn, and it's called We Make It Possible. I come on Sunday feeling weary, having worn out the snooze button on my alarm clock. I come on Sunday feeling frightened, having seared my eyes reading the latest news. I come on Sunday feeling burdened, having fretted about my workday worries. But I leave Sunday service feeling refreshed, having been renewed by the spirit of love in the community that exists here. I leave Sunday service feeling whole, feeling lifted up by the words of righteous challenge. I leave Sunday service feeling energized, ready to continue our fight for peace and justice. This haven, this refuge, this place of worship and wonder exists because we make it so with our contributions. The gifts of our time, our skills, our food, our love, our laughter, and our money. Please join me in giving so that we may continue to have a place that fortifies and challenges us in these trying and troubled times.
Think back to the beginning of the service and the song we sang, Wake Now My Senses. The words of our opening hymn seem especially appropriate today as we consider some of the many parts that create a sense of wholeness here at UUC. The beauty that surrounds us, both inside and outside the sanctuary, certainly helps wake our senses, doesn't it? At this time of year, when the pink and white blossoms grace the trees, the daffodils and forsythia paint wide swaths of yellow across the grass, and the grass is turning that beautiful, bright shade of new green, our senses are awakened from the grayness and whiteness of winter. But every week we come together here, our senses are awakened by what we find and do here, by the beautiful artwork, but also by the music we listen to and create together by singing, the coffee we drink, the conversations we engage in, the candles we light, the silences we hold, and the hands we clasp at the end of the service. Wake now my senses. And the hymn goes on asking, wake now my reason. Wake now compassion. Wake now my conscience. Reason, compassion, conscience. Those are all awakened here too. And the last verse, wake now my vision of ministry clear. That last line makes it a favorite hymn for ordinations and installations of ministers. We love that song. I read yesterday of two ministers who had it played at their wedding. We had Blue Boat Home at ours. But it isn't just for ordained clergy, because ministry is not just for ministers. It describes all we do here together. It describes what you do here. Whether it is a ministry of gardening or greeting, of coffee making or cleaning, teaching or advising, singing or playing, discussing or deciding, meeting or marching, hanging art or arranging flowers, talking or listening, laughing or loving. It is all ministry. And as I was writing out what I might say to the children this morning during the time for all ages, I thought about their ministry. And yes, I cried. I am so grateful that I get to talk to the children every week in this congregation. There are other places where that does not happen. I don't want to be in those places. I love what they have to say. The questions they ask and the answers they give are so honest and open. And they sometimes take me where I didn't expect to go. I'm also grateful that the youth have invited me to visit with them once a month, where we talk about the worship themes, and they give me a window into their world. The children and youth of this congregation, to me, theirs is a ministry of hope and of conviction, because being in their presence creates in me a sense of responsibility and urgency to do what I can to help make the world a better place for them. But it also gives me hope, because what we leave unfinished, I believe that they will do. And it is also just plain fun to be around them. Now, some parts of ministry are not quite as much fun. Before I went to seminary, I said that the part of ministry that I wasn't excited about was administration. You know, the nuts and bolts, like creating policies and budgets. And yet that was what I was doing by serving my congregation on the Board of Trustees. But in seminary, I took a class called Tools for Overcoming Your First Congregational Hurdles. You all got to see my first congregational hurdles. And I had an epiphany. Administration is a form of ministry. Administry. And without it, all the other parts of ministry wouldn't be possible. So all of you who serve on the finance committee, the endowment committee, and the board of trustees, you are all doing ministry, administry. Raise your hand if you've ever served on the finance or the endowment or the board. Thank you. Now, did I miss a ministry on that list? Oh, yes, the stewardship committee. Today, we are kicking off our annual stewardship pledge drive because, as you heard in Hayden's reading, this haven, this refuge, this place of worship and wonder exists because we make it so with our contributions. The gifts of our time, our skills, our food, our love, our laughter, and our money. Today is the kickoff of our campaign, but most of you know that the committee has been hard at work for quite some time, creating materials, training stewards, and visiting many different groups in the congregation to encourage them to participate in our early bird special. I'd like all the members of the stewardship committee to stand so that we can thank you for your ministry, your administry. Through their hard work and your generosity, we are kicking off our campaign with wonderful news. I'd like to invite Andy Roberts to come up. He has some news to share with you. Created by his partner in life, Marianne Hansen. You ready for the big reveal? First of all, turn around. This is the chairperson. All right, you want to turn it around? You will see that our chalice flame is 62% of the way full already. We've received 72 pledges so far, which means we have quite a few more people to hear from. But each week we'll share this wonderful news. Can you all see it? Hold it up a little higher so you can see. This is what Ad Ministry does. Thank you so much. And again, thank you, Andy, for all your leadership. In the next few weeks, people who have agreed to act as stewards will be calling or emailing those of you who haven't pledged yet to invite you to a conversation or a meeting where you can talk about what you love about UUC and consider your pledge of financial support. This is a powerful ministry, and I'd like the stewards for this year's campaign to stand so that we can thank you and so you know who to look for. So if you're a steward, and if you'd like to become a steward, talk to Andy. My favorite definition of stewardship is taking care of the thing we love. And when we take care of UUC with our gifts of time, skills, food, love, and laughter, it's easy to talk about those gifts, but sometimes it feels awkward to talk about our gifts of money. Talking about money in a worship service feels a little sacrilegious. Because money is, of course, the root of all evil, right? Actually, it's the love of money. So if you have too much, giving it away is a good thing. Talk about money makes me think of the televangelists who prey on people who are looking for miracles and send in their life savings because of false promises. When I first started attending a UU congregation, I was a little taken aback by how much they were talking about money. And looking back, I realize I must have landed there just in the middle of their pledge drive. It would be like starting to listen to NPR during the pledge campaign. If my first experience of national public radio included constant pleas for pledges and testimonials from longtime listeners, I'm not sure I would have become a lover of NPR. But fortunately, I stuck around and was able to enjoy commercial-free UU worship services. And I came to understand what all those people testifying to what they loved about their congregation, what they were talking about. When I made my first pledge, I felt a little bad about it because I couldn't afford to pledge very much. I was working as a library clerk for $6 an hour and paying off my college loans. So eventually I went back to graduate school, more loans, and started earning a public school teacher's salary. And I felt really prosperous after years of grad school and hourly work. By that time, I had become deeply involved in my congregation, and it had become a central part of my life, helping me to define my beliefs and my values, helping to connect me to people who shared my values, helping me get involved in social justice causes and learn about racial justice, helping me to become the person I wanted to become. So it felt really great to be able to raise my pledge, to help pay the staff, to maintain the buildings and grounds, and to fund all the programs that I had come to rely on and to love. And once I was on the board and took part in the budget process, then I really understood how important it was to know ahead of time how much money we would have, to know whether we'd be able to increase staff hours or engage in different social justice efforts, to renovate classrooms, any number of projects. Today, on behalf of the Stewardship Committee, I'm inviting you all to consider what part this congregation plays in your life, what you love about UUC, what would make you cry if you got up here and had to share it with the rest of the congregation. Some of you may remember that we did an exercise in thinking about what we love about UUC a couple of months ago. We asked you to create a bumper sticker that would let the world know what was special about UUC. And some of you have already seen, they're posted in the back of Elarth Hall. I want you to go and look at them. We want to choose one bumper sticker to make into a real bumper sticker so that we can shout to the world from our fenders what we love about UUC. So there are ballots there. You can choose three of your favorites, and we'll get the top vote getters this week and next, and then we'll have a runoff. Some are very clever and very humorous. Today, I also want to ask you what part you play in the life of this congregation, how you contribute to the whole. What is your ministry here? And if you're new, or you haven't engaged in anything here other than coming to Sunday services, I want to let you know that your presence here matters. One of my ministers used to say that if any one of us wasn't present on a Sunday morning, the experience of all of us would be different. If all you did was say hello or smile at someone, that made a difference to their experience here this morning. The other day, I had two experiences that reminded me of how important it is that we are here together, creating compassionate community, inspiring spiritual and ethical growth, and transforming ourselves and the world through courageous love. The first was when I was driving down Gladewood and I passed Chris and Amanda Height's house, and I stopped to ask Chris how they were doing with their newborn son. If you didn't see in the announcements, Atlas Malcolm Height. Listening to him talk about his son, how cute he was, and how much they loved him. He was glowing. He was so beautiful. He was wearing a t-shirt that said Papa Bear on it. As I drove away, I thought how wonderful it will be to watch that child grow up in this space. And I thought about you, Stephanie, and the Egans, Kelly. We have two new babies we're waiting to greet this spring. How cool is it that they're going to grow up together? I love the idea of them growing up with the support of this congregation. And the other experience was getting the email from Stephen. He's not here today, but he wanted me to share his joy about his friend, about his students' cancer-free scans. He wanted to share it with his congregational family, with all of you. It matters that you're here to hear the joys and sorrows of the members of this congregation. This is a part of your ministry. All you have to do is listen and hold. In closing, I want to share the words of one of my mentors, the Reverend Gordon McKeeman. He wrote, "Ministry is all that we do together. Ministry is that quality of being in community that affirms human dignity, beckons forth hidden possibilities, invites us into deeper, more constant, reverent relationships, and carries forward our heritage of hope and liberation. Ministry is what we do together as we celebrate triumphs of our human spirit, miracles of birth and life, wonders of devotion and sacrifice. Ministry is what we do together with one another in terror and torment, in grief, in misery and pain, enabling us in the presence of death to say yes to life. We who minister speak and live the best we know with full knowledge that it is never quite enough, and yet are reassured by lostness found, fragments reunited, wounds healed, and joy shared. Ministry is what we all do together." Amen.
Here, don't we have a wonderful place here? Ah, what a beautiful building, beautiful grounds, beautiful staff who work for way less money than we wish we could pay them. You know, just our program, many, many other programs, and it's all because of you, right? You make this happen through your efforts and your financial contributions. And, you know, we do ask for efforts all year round, but this is the stewardship campaign is the one time of year when we ask you to make the financial commitment. And so this song is a little bit about why we need that money. So, three verses. Every day, every week, we don't even have to peek, 'cause expenses keep rolling along. Pay for heat, pay for light, it continues day and night, those expenses continue to long. It's like ABC, we deplete the treasury, hoping our pledges don't go wrong. So you all must know, we surely need your dough, 'cause expenses keep rolling along. Pay the expenses, keep rolling along. Pay the staff or pay our dues, we shouldn't have to choose, but expenses keep rolling along. Now the mortgage must be paid and repairs need to be made, those expenses keep rolling along. It's like ABC, we deplete the treasury, hoping our pledges don't go wrong. So you all must know, we surely need your dough, 'cause expenses keep rolling along. Those expenses keep rolling along. Mow the yard or plow the lot, there's always bills in our mail slot, those expenses keep rolling along. Scrub the toilets, mop the floors, someone's paid to do our chores, those expenses keep rolling along. It's like ABC, we deplete the treasury, hoping our pledges don't go wrong. So you all must know, we surely need your dough, 'cause expenses keep rolling along. Those expenses keep rolling along.
Yay!
Now that you're so motivated, we have a table in the back where you can all come pledge after the service.